First, I will ask those who are the first and second. All right, now I said I'm going to ask the one who is the very back.
Thank you.
For example, the first group of the episodes can be considered as prologues. And then the last group and the epilogue. So the main body of the book belongs to the second and the third. So the second group includes, Romans, Galatians, first and
Corinthians.
Now, could you try to summarize or characterize this group of the epistles
in one word?
Could you do that?
Cross,
yes. Perfect. Okay, now we have the question. Okay, can you find a one word to characterize the third group of epistles? Now, I think that's all for today. Then probably you will ask now, should you pay attention to the message today? Probably there will be no more chance for me to ask. However, I'm still going to ask you something. Now, how am I going to do it? Most of you will take buses back
to Singapore.
So 5 hours to 6 hours drive is very boring. So I would suggest to young people play some games. So I would ask Brother Barclay to help me. My understanding is responsible for the youth program. So, is it possible to try to organize these young people into different groups? And let them challenge each other. You have three buses. Suppose in one bus you have two groups. So they should be able to challenge each other. So they will ask many questions. And you find a way to make a score. Now by this way you know who will win this contest. So I think this is just a game. Then of course those questions will include the material we will cover in this session. So today there are many points that are very important. So if you could remember those, it will be very helpful. So please do stay alert. So today, and just pay attention to the message. And sometimes, you probably don't understand the message again. But if you remember certain important things, somehow one day the word will come back to you. So we think that this conference must have some kind of return value. Now if the Lord is with us, we really pray that somehow He will speak. Okay, so you have to remember that you try to concentrate in this session from here together.
所以请大家, 今天早晨仍然留意这一场的信息。
So let's pray. Dear Lord, we really come to this time to worship.
亲爱的主，我们实在把这一段时间交在你的手里。
Thank you so much. You are so merciful to us.
我们何等感谢你，因为向我们何等的宽容怜悯。
You did speak to us in this conference.
你实在在这个特会中向我们说话。
Now we come to the this last session.
现在我们来到这最后一堂。
We still pray that your word don't let us go.
主啊，我们仍然求你不要放过我们，恰巧好摸我们的心。
Reckon us.
使我们苏醒。
Really grant us the spirit of wisdom and loving.
实在把赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们
，That we may know you in a fuller
way， 好像我们在更丰满的方式中认识你。
In the name of our Lord Jesus，
奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
Now we are going to continue to share on this matter of the word of God。
现在我们要继续来交出生命之道这件事情。
Now we especially try to show for the sisters.
我们特别向弟兄姊妹们指出了。
Now the whole 13 epistles.
保罗和彼得全部十三封书信
actually really show us the word of God.
实际上，他向我们指出什么是生命之道。
But don't forget, the 13 epistles only part of the word.
但是请不要忘记，这是封十三封书信，只不过是神话语的一部分。
Actually, the whole Bible covers the word of God.
实际上，整卷圣经它涵盖的就是生命的道。
But because of time, we can only limit ourselves to the 13 epistles of Paul.
但是因着时间的原因，我们只能把我们的注意力限制在保罗的书信。
Now, even 13 epistles of Paul is such a grand subject.
即便是保罗的十三封书信，书信也是一个极大的题目。
So yesterday we tried to give you some kind of idea about this 13 epistles.
所以昨天我们稍微给大家一点关于这十三封书信的概念。
Now today we will enter into this 13 epistles.
今天我们要实际的进入这十三封书信。
Now how could we do it within just one hour?
我们怎么可能在一个钟头中达到这目的？
It's almost impossible.
几乎是不可能的。
But somehow we try to present what is some outlines of the word of man.
但是我们盼望能够把这生命的道的纲要讲明在弟兄姊妹。
That's really the ministry of the word of man. That's really the ministry of Paul.
那实在就是保罗的指示。
When God showed him the word,
当神将话语指示他。
Actually, it is really for Paul to give us the outline of some very important things in the heart of God.
实际上，保罗的指示乃是将神心中的最重要的事情，他给我们一个纲要。
However, it takes the whole Bible to explain it.
然而呢，是需要神本圣经来解释。
So this morning, let us try to find out.
所以今天早晨我们试着来寻找。
Is it possible for us to just have the outline of the word of the Lord?
是否我们可能的把这个生命的道它的那个纲要找出来
？Now in the Epistle to Romans,
写给以弗所写给罗马的书信。
Actually, Paul really did. Yes.
事实上，保罗他已经。这样做。
So now let us turn to a very important method. His method.
所以我们请大家看到非常重要的一段。
Now in this passage, you are able to see the outline of the word of life.
在这一段的经文中，我们可以看见生命的道它的纲要。
And that's very important.
这是非常重要。
There are many Bible verses.
在这里有许多节的经文。
But you ought to know some of the verses are key verses.
但是我们需要知道的，有一些经文是关键的要。
That almost summarizes the most major themes in the whole Bible.
那几乎把整本圣经的主要的主题都总结了。
That almost shows us the center thought in the heart of God.
那几乎也让我们看见神心中的那个中心思想。
So now we turn to this passage.
所以我们现在就翻到这一段。
So let's turn to Romans.
请我们翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love Him.
因为呢，预先，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Who have been called according to His purpose.
就是按他旨意被造的人。
For those God who knew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样
，that he might be the firstborn among many brothers，
使他在儿子，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Now we come to the very important key verses。
现在我们就来到一个非常重要的要害之处。第三
，and those he predestined, he also called。
预先所定下的人，就到他们来。
Those he called, he also justified.
就招来的，所招来的人就称他们为义。
Those he justified, he also glorified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Now in this sentence,
在这一句话里
，you have justification.
我们看见有称义。
You also have glorification.
我们也看见得荣耀。
Do you see that? We are called.
我们蒙召
to be justified，
又要被称为
and to be glorified，
并且又要得荣耀。
Now this is very important key，
这是非常重要的一条。
Now before we explain what is involved in this important verse，
在我们解释这非常重要的经节的之前
，Now the Bible's verse 28， We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
Now who have been called according to His purpose?
就是按他旨意被造的。
So here we are told the purpose of God.
在这里我们看见有神的目的，神的旨意。
Now in the Bible, if you could put one verse to tell us what is the purpose of God.
在圣经中，若是你问的哪一节圣经可以让我们明白神的目的
，So if you read the context，
若是我们读上下
，Immediately you get the answer，
很快的我们就得出了答案。
That's very clear answer，
这是非常清楚的答案。
Now the answer is to be the purpose of the purpose of God is that for us to be conformed into the image of Christ。
在这里我们看见神的目的就是要叫我们能够效法他儿子的模样。
So now we know that this is the purpose of God.
我们现在就知道这是神的目的。
From chapter 1 to chapter 8,
从第一章到第八章
Paul tried to tell us what is the gospel of God.
保罗试着告诉我们什么是神的福音。
Paul tried to tell us what is salvation.
我试着告诉我们什么是救恩。
Now, of course, salvation is according to God's purpose.
当然，救恩是根据于神的目的。
Why God save us?
为什么神要救我
？Of course, because we are sinners.
当然，因为我们是罪人。
And because we are sinners, we have no position in that no place in the presence of God.
因为我们是罪人，所以我们在神的面前就毫无地位。
So brothers and sisters, now God wants to save us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，现在神要拯救。
First, you have to give us a praise before Him.
首先，他要为我们在他面前给我们一个地位。
Whenever we are in His presence,
当我们在他的面前
，What we are sinner.
当我们是罪人的时候
，None of any sinner could be was able to stand before God.
没有任何一个罪人能够站在神的面前。
And He definitely is exactly if anyone is daring to do that.
说是任何人胆敢如此做
，Now we know that he will be destroyed, he will be annihilated.
我们知道他会被击杀。
So for that reason,
为了那个原因
，As a sinner, we have no place in the presence of God.
罪人在神的面前是没有机会。
So in the plan of God's salvation,
所以在神救恩的计划
，Now God has to do something.
神必须要做一些
So now we want to know what is involved in the salvation of God.
所以我们现在就知道在神的救恩中到底有什么定。
And for that reason, we have a chapter from chapter 1 to chapter 8.
所以是那个缘故，我们就看见有罗马书第一章到第八章。
Paul tried to tell us.
保罗试着告诉我们。
Not only the redemption of the cross.
不仅有十字架的救赎。
And also the fellowship of the cross.
并且有十字架的交通。
Now when we talk about salvation, we talk about the cross.
当我们讲到敬畏的时候，我们必须要讲到十字架。
Has two aspects.
十字架有两方面。
On one hand, the redemption.
一面是救赎。
On the other hand, the fellowship.
另外一面呢是交通。
Now, unfortunately, today we only know something about the redemption of the cross.
很可惜的，今天我们常常仅仅知道十字架救赎的。
We do not know much about the fellowship of the cross.
我们却并不知道十字架交通的意思。
Because when you talk about the cross,
因为当我们讲到十字架
，especially when we read Romans, Galatians, First and Second Corinthians,
特别是我们读罗马、加拉太和哥林多前后书的。
And this book, four books,
这一组的四卷。
If you use one word to describe it, it's the cross.
说是我们用一个字来描述就是十字架。
However,If you go deep into these four books, and you not only see the redemption of the cross,
我们就不仅仅看见十字架救赎，
also the fellowship of the cross,
并且我们也看见十字架交通的一面。
Now the redemption of the cross speaks of what our Lord has done for us on the cross.
十字架救赎的一面是关于主在十字架上为我们所完成的。
Now after we receive it at our sins,
当我们接受了他做我的救赎。
The Holy Spirit already dwells in our soul.
圣灵就已经住在我们的里面。
Now Holy Spirit wants to do something.
圣灵要做一些工作。
He wants to apply the finished work of cross in the 2000 years ago.
他要将基督在两千年前十字架上所完成的工作。
He wants to make it real in our life.
使他在我们的生命中变得真实。
Now that's fellowship.
那就是叫我们。
Do you see that?
我们
受伤的时候 ，you only see the redemption of the cross.
有的时候我们只看见十字架救赎。
You only see something objective.
我们只看见的是客观。
You only see something has done 2,000 years ago.
我们只看见在两千年前有一些工作被。
But how about today?
但是今天如何呢
？So Holy Spirit in us.
所以圣灵在我们。
Well, we make that historical fact.
要将那个历史上的事实
，to be realized today，
这是让今天把它实现
，to make it functional today，
我叫今天它变成是有功效。
So this is the fellowship of the cross，
所以这个就是十字架的交通。
So brothers and
sisters， 所以弟兄姊
妹 ，if you put all the verses of the cross together，
或是我们将所有关于十字架的经节都放在
，you can divide into two classes，
我们就可以把它们分成两类
，very clear，
非常清楚。
For example， how Jesus died for us on the cross，
举例来说，我们主耶稣怎样在十字架上为我们
，the blood of our Lord，
我们主耶稣的血
，and when you talk about the cross，
当我们讲到十字架的时候
，and this all belongs to the category of the redemption of the cross。
这都是包含在十字架救赎的这一类。
But when you read another part of the Bible，
但是当我们读另一圣经的另外一
个 ，For example, Paul said, "Our old man was crucified with Christ."
例如保罗说到，我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字。
For example, Paul said, "I've been crucified with Christ."
像保罗说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
So when Paul said, "We have fellowship in His suffering,"
例如像保罗讲到，我们在他的
交
通里他的苦难。
And more than that, when our Lord Jesus, anyone who wants to follow the Lord.
当我们有任何人要跟随我们的
，let him deny himself and follow the take up cross and follow。
我们说他要就当舍己背起自己的十字架来跟。
Now taking up the cross，
背起自己的十字架。
Now brother， this all belong to the fellowship of the cross。
弟兄姊妹们，这都包含在
十字架的教义。
So here you find that cross has objective side, have subjective side.
所以我们这里就看见十字架有客观的一面和主观的一面。
So very clear.
这是非常清楚。
If you study the four epistles in the second,
这是我们读在第二组里面的四封书信。
Then definitely you will find every aspect about the redemption of the cross.And salvation of the cross.
很确定的，我们能够看见的十字架救赎的一面和十字架交通的一面。
Now what God wants to do?
那么神要做什么呢
？Out of this cross, out of this salvation.
在这救恩里
，on the one hand,
一面的
，of course God be merciful on us.
神向我们蛮有怜悯。
He knew that we are sinners.
他知道我们是罪人。
So He died for our sins.
所以他为我们而死。
So he wants to deliver us from the power of sin.
他要将我们从罪的权势底下。
He wants us to be happy.
他希望看到我们喜乐。
And after we saved, after we are saved,
当我们得救之后
，we will no longer go to hell.
We know that definitely will go to heaven. 我们就不再下地狱，我们确定的可以上天。
Now, when we talk about salvation, we often think about this. We often think about all these things.
当我们想到救恩的时候，我们常常只想到这就是全部了。
This is only part of the world.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这只不过是生命之道的一部分。
The work of the cross,
十字架上的工作
is trying to regain that paradise for you and for me.
它是要为你和我重新得回那乐园。
But what God wants that we are able to take the fruit of tree of life.
但是神要我们的，乃是要你我都能够吃生命。
So even you are no longer sin.
所以即便我们不再是罪人
，our life is still empty.
我们的生命仍然是空虚。
Why?
为什么
？Because remember, because God has a purpose in your life and in my life.
因为神在你和我的生命中有一个目的。
So what is salvation?
那么什么是救恩
？Salvation is not only for us to be delivered from our sinful life.
救恩呢，不仅仅是把我们从我们罪的生活中拯救。
Not only to regain the paradise.
不仅为我们重新得回乐园。
Now the salvation is one to bring us back to the eternal to.Go back to the eternal purpose of God.
而救恩是让我们能够回到神永远的目的。
In Genesis, we knew that God's purpose is the fruit of the earth.
在创世纪里面，我们知道神的目的乃是那生命树。
So now Paul, for the first part, tried to make what make things even much clearer.
所以保罗试着要。把这个事讲
的。So he tried to say out what is the purpose of God.
所以他想要说出什么是神的目的。
Now brothers, if we are sinners,
说我们是罪人。
So after we are being justified,
当我们得以称义。
That's it.
那就完了。
You see that you will get to heaven.
那我们就上天了。
So no wonder many people, you will never see them after they were baptized.
所以呢，当他们得救的时候，我们再也见不到他的脸。
Why? They thought they were graduated.
因为他们认为自己毕业。
They already got a ticket to heaven.
他们得了上天堂的。
So now no wonder you don't see them anymore.
所以我们就再也看不见他了。
They forgot.
像他们忘了。
This only part of the word of God.
这只不过是生命之道的。
You see, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
No, it means to an end.
十字架乃是达到目的的那个。
Because we fallen,
因为我们堕落。
Because paradise has been lost,
因为我们失去了乐园。
Now God wants to bring that paradise back to us.
现在神要将乐园带回到我们。
是西方的神学，
所以弟兄姊妹，
如果知道 the purpose of God,
所以我们要明白神的目的。
Now we have to listen to what Paul says.
我们需要听保罗所说。
Now the purpose of God,
神的目的呢
，is that we may be transformed into the image of Christ.
要叫我们被改变活成神儿子耶稣基督的形象。
After we receive Christ as our life,
当我们接受了基督做我们的生命。
Now when that life is in us,
当那个生命在我们里面
，that life will grow in us.
那个生命要在我们里面成长。
Finally, it will be manifest through us.
最后要借着我们来彰显出来。
Then people will see the beauty and the glory of Christ.
然后人们就要看见基督的美丽和荣耀。
And they will discover the patience of Christ and humility of Christ in you and in me.
他们要在你和我里面看见基督的谦卑，基督的柔软。
And then we'll become like a star in the universe.
然后我们在这个世代中就像星一
样。Yes, we have testimony.
然后我们就有了见
证。So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
that expecting God eternal purpose.
那个来自神永远的目的。
After Adam takes the tree of life, the fruit of tree of life.
若是亚当吃了生命树上的
that life will be in him.
那个生命的就要在
and will grow in him until maturity.
就在他的里面会成长达到成
熟 And then Adam will be like a star in the universe
那么亚当就会像在宇宙中的星星一样
So my brother and sister
所以弟兄姊妹
For that reason
为着那个原
因 Now we know
现在我们在
And the personal purpose of God
在神的永远目的
It's not just to get us saved
不仅仅是要我们得救
To get us saved is only the initial step
我们得救只不过是开头的一步。
We call it initial salvation.
我们称它做初步的救恩。
Because salvation is full salvation.
因为救恩是全备的救恩。
So from chapter 1 to chapter 8 of Romans.
所以从罗马书第一章到第八章。
We are being told the full salvation.
那你告诉我们全备的救恩。
So now we know the gospel is for us to be transformed into the image of Christ.
所以现在我们知道神的目的呢，是要叫我们改变有基督的形象。
Now Paul tries to summarize what he has told us in the first 8 chapters.
那么保罗呢，他在这罗马书的八章里面，他把它总结。
So now we have that phrase we have just read.
所以我们有刚才所读的那一句。
Now that's verse 30.And those he trusted, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Now, brothers,
弟兄们
，Now when we are called.
当我们蒙召的时候
，we are called according to his purpose.
我们乃是照着他的目的蒙召。
Now in that call,
在那个呼召中
we are justified.
我们得以称义。
But after we are justified,
但是在我们称义之后
we will be glorified.
我们又要得荣耀。
So here you see,
所以这里我们看见
when you go back to these 8 chapters of Romans,
当我们回到罗马书的这八章中
and then you study what Paul tried to tell us,
说是我们沿途保罗试着要告诉我们
It's very clear.
在这里就很清楚
There are three important thoughts here.
在这里有三个重要的信念
And this important thought definitely gives us the outline of the word of life.
这三个重要的信念呢很确定地把生命之道的纲要告诉
In these first eight chapters,
在这前面的八章
In the first part, we are being told justification by faith.
第一部分告诉我们因信称义
The second part, sanctification by faith.
第二部分讲到因信称义
The last part, glorification by faith.
最后一部分乃是因信得荣耀
Remember, justification, sanctification, and glorification.
记得称义、成圣和得荣耀。
Now, what is glorification?
那么什么是得荣耀呢
We think one day our body will be redeemed.
我们认为呢，有一天我们的身体要得荣耀。
When the Lord returns, that's glorification.
当主回来的时候就是得荣耀。
It is true.
那是真的
Because when our Lord comes back, we will be like him.
因为当我们的主回来的时候，我们都要像他。
Now, brothers, when we are like him,
弟兄们，当我们像他
，It means that we are being transformed, already being transformed into His image.
那意味着我们已经被改变成活神。
But sometimes we think glorification means something in future.
所以有的时候我们认为的得荣耀是将来的事。
No.Now, if you study the verse 30 here,
如果当我们在 使西的徒弟在
埃及记埃及记 study from verse 28 all the way to
那是我们从二十八节开始读，一直到
we read that context
在这一个上下文
now we know what is the meaning of glorification
我们就知道了这里所指的荣耀的意义
now to be glorified means to be transformed into the image of Christ
要得荣耀它的意味意思就是我们磨成它
We have no glory.
我们本身没有荣耀。
Now, brothers and sisters, only when we are being transformed into the image.
弟兄姊妹们，唯有当我们被磨成、改变成他的
形象。Then we are glorified.
那么我们就得了荣耀。
Like the story of moon.
好像那一个月亮的。
Now you know that the moon never had any light.
我们知道月亮本身不会发光。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Because the moon, behold, the moon opened its face to the sun.
因着月亮的敞开它的。
So when the moon absorbed the light of sun,
所以当月亮吸收了阳光
they reflect that light.
它就将这个光反射出来
Now what do we see?
那么我们看见什么
We see the moonlight.
我们就看见了月光
Now when you reflect, sometimes you know when you are young, some probably your parents will ask you to memorize 唐诗三百首，
可能当我们年轻、年幼的时候，父母亲会叫我们背那唐诗三百。
There is a one poem called《床前明月光》，疑是地上霜。You see the moonlight here.
有一首诗叫做《床前明月光》。
So now the moonlight here, strictly speaking,
在这首诗里面讲的那个月光
is not moonlight.
这不是真实的月光
Actually, in the evening.
实际上在晚上
when the sun disappears,
当太阳下山
now you see the light of sun.
现在我们看见还是
that's the glory.
那个是月亮的
The moon is no glory.
月亮本身并没有。
All his glory was derived from the sun.
所有他的荣光呢，都是从阳光而来的。
And we know that Jesus is the Son of Christ.
我们知道主耶稣乃是那个公义的日子。
You remember after he was betrayed by the Judas Iscariot.
我们记得当他被加略人犹大出卖。
And according to John,
照着约翰的
福音，he told us now.
他告诉我们说，现在黑夜到。
After our Lord ascended heaven，
当我们的主升上高天。
Now because of the disappearance of the sun，
因着这个日头看不见。
For 2,000 years，
有两千年。
We are in the long and the dark。
我们在一个漫漫的长夜中。
And when we break bread together，
当我们一同擘饼。
Actually， we are having the Lord's Supper。
But
we have Lord's Supper.
当我们有主的晚餐
it means that now the day is going to break.
那告诉我们说天就快要亮
And we are waiting for the day dawn.
我们是等候天亮
For 2,000 years,
有两千年
Sure has never had the breakfast.
教会从来没有吃过早餐
Now brothers,
弟兄们
If sunshine is no longer here,
若是阳光不在这
，I don't mean this sunshine. Now, when the sunshine is no longer here,
若是阳光不在这
，What does that mean?
这是什么意思
？When you stretch out your hand, you don't even don't see your hands.
当我们把手伸出来的时候，我们伸手不见物。
But we know one thing.
但是我们
知道 ，Even the sun disappears.
即便太阳消失了
，That does not mean that this dark and cruel world will not enjoy any light.
并不代表着这个黑暗背逆的弯曲的世代看不见。
For that reason,
为着那个原因
Now Paul said we shine as star in the universe.
为着那个缘故，保罗告诉我们说，我们要像明光在这个世代。
As far as individuals are concerned,
就着个人而言
，we are scattered stars.
我们好像是散布在天上的。
But as far as corporate concern,
但是就着团体而言
，we are just like the moon.
我们就像月亮。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Now when we talk about testimony of the church,
当我们讲到教会的见证
，Let me ask you,
请我要
请问 ，Today the world they do not see Christ.
今天世界看不见
，They do not have spiritual insight.
他们没有属灵的这个洞察力。
But even in the darkness of the evening,
但是即便在黑在。 黑夜的暗
处。Now when the moonlight,
当月亮升起，
那我们的心，
弟兄姊妹
，in the full moon,
当我们有满月的时候
，is very interesting,
那是很有趣的。
When sun is setting,
当太阳照山了
，then the whole full moon will rise from the east.
那么这个满月要从东方升
，it's almost just behind you, just as sun.
它几乎呢提醒我们像它叫太
阳。It was set from the east to the east to the west.
它也从西方落下去。
So what does that mean?
那什么意思呢
？That means we are being conformed into the image of Christ.
那意思告诉我们说，我们被磨成了基督的形象。
So that's the purpose of God.
那就是神的目的。
That's why as the shining star in the universe, how it is connected with the word of Christ.
那就是为什么我们在在这宇宙中发光的金和生命之道怎么样连在一起？
So, so now we understand what the meaning of glorification.
现在我们就明白了什么叫做得荣耀的意思。
Without glorification,
就是我们没有得荣耀。
How can we serve as a moon?
我们怎么可能像月亮一样来服侍
？How can we talk about testimony of Christ?
我们怎么能讲到基督的见证
？You see, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，我们看见
了，
看见了。
Today we will ask one question.
今天我们要问一个问题。
Now, if we want to know the purpose of God,
若是我们盼望认识神的目的
，God save us.
当神拯救我们
，He wants to save us to the utmost.
他要救我们到极致。
Not only pray every day,
不仅仅得为乐的。
But also we may be transformed into His image.
并且我们要被改变成为他的形象。
So that's glorification.
那才是得荣耀。
Do you see that?
我们看见了。
Sanctification.
称义。
Sanctification.
神圣。
And glorification.
并且要得荣耀。
And more than that.
不仅如此。
In the initial step.
在起初。
Sanctification.
称义。
And when the Lord returns,
当主回来的时候
we will be like him.
我们要像他一样。
If you give your time to the Lord,
若是我们将自己的时间交给
in our life,
他需要在我们生命中做。
You transform into his image.
我们要被改变，活成他的。
How do you define maturity?
我们怎样定义成熟呢
？How do you define spiritual manhood?
我们怎样讲定义属灵的成人呢
？We are being transformed into the image of Christ.
当我们被改变成了基督的形象。
Do you see that, brothers?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我看见。
Do you see the word of life?
这里我们看见生命的道。
First 11 years.
先11年。
Second 11 years.
第二个11年。
And another 11 years.
然后另外一个11年。
Sanctification by faith.
因信称义。
And sanctification by faith.
因信成圣。
And glorification by faith.
因信得荣耀。
Only Paul could outline that a wonderful word of life for you and for me.
只有保罗能够把这个奇妙的生命之道传递给我们。
那一生也是 only life.
即便是我们的生命
，He lived that life.
他也活出那。
So if you study the first two books,
若是我们读开头的两句
，And the first and second. So,
就是天上罗尼加前后
组 The atmosphere is a family atmosphere
那一个气氛乃是一个家庭的
We are all born as children of God
我们生